Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the Museum of the City of New York has a new exhibit called Activist New York, exploring the rich history of how New Yorkers have pushed for change. We love this idea, and we're partnering with the museum to bring you some of the images from the exhibit. You can go to our Facebook page now and take a look at them. They're at facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC. That's our Facebook address. Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC. We'll be adding more images over the next few weeks. Joining me now to talk about the exhibit is Sarah Henry, Chief Curator at the Museum of the City of New York. Hello again, Sarah.
Hi there, Brian. Glad to be here.
So the women's suffrage movement is included in the exhibit, as well as the Settlement House movement. Another display shows the Park 51 protests over the proposed cultural center a few blocks away from Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. You've even got a display on the bike lane wars. So tell us, what puts bike lanes in the same room with, say, the Stonewall riots? How are you defining activism?
Well, our museum is about what makes New York, New York. And one of the things that defines New York is how outspoken people have been here, because they've come from all over the world with all kinds of points of view, and how people have worked at the grassroots to make change. And that change, part of the point of the exhibition is that change, it runs the gamut. Activism doesn't belong to any one part of the political spectrum. It doesn't belong to any one cause. So people have agitated over issues regarding the built environment and who gets to say how our public spaces are used, like as in the bike lanes. And they've also agitated over issues of sort of classical issues regarding civil and human and political rights, religious diversity, ethnic diversity, racial diversity. All of these things have provided fodder for New Yorkers who have been active on all sides of those issues.
And there are 14 booths in this exhibit, and I understand you'll rotate the exhibits to show new elements of New York's activist past, and your viewers are also encouraged to submit their own activism photographs, or I should say visitors are encouraged, from anywhere in the five boroughs during the last 30 days.
That's right, because we want to also make it clear that this history is not over. It's very much with us. And a centerpiece of the exhibition is an installation in which we project images that have been submitted by people in New York to show what's going on now, so that we can keep our finger on the pulse of activism.
And as I mentioned, folks, we are working with the Museum of the City of New York to share some of the exhibit, the images from the exhibit with you, without you even going to the museum, though you should go to the museum. So you can go to our page right now, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC, and you can see three images from the exhibit that we have now put up. So like us if you haven't already on Facebook, and you know we're going to do all kinds of projects on Facebook going forward, and tell us what you notice about those images, if you have a personal connection to what's depicted, and what the photographs tell you about New York's activist history. Share them with your friends, and later this summer we'll check back with Chief Curator Sarah Henry and with a few of you with stories to tell. So check those images out on facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC. And let's just go very briefly through these pictures. The first one we have up is of an anti-Vietnam War demonstration from 1970. It was taken at Wall Street and Broad Street. What can you tell us very briefly about this shot?
Well, in this image, you see a crowd. Most of them have their backs to you, and you see the helmets of the police. But this is this moment when the pro-Civil War. We have the Civil War in there too, but the pro-Vietnam War activists. It was the so-called hard hat riot. Attacked a group of anti-Vietnam War protesters on Wall Street, creating this melee. And it reminds us that this issue divided New York. We tend to think of New York as this bastion of liberalism, which it is in many regards, but there was also a very strong conservative movement present in the city in various ways throughout its history, and this really became a raw issue during the 1960s and early 1970s.
And it's an extraordinary photograph, mm-hmm. among other reasons, because it looks like raising the flag at Iwo Jima mm-hmm. on first glance, and then you see that it's this big demonstration and there are the various sides. And I want to go on to another image in that collection. It's a postcard from 1909 mm-hmm. depicting Queen of the Pole. So this is a drawing of a woman in a green dress and an enormous hat. A couple of the posters next to her read, "Vote for Bill Sykes for Keeper of the Zoo," and "Vote for Miss Spinster, Justice, Children's Court." Wow. This is a push against the women's suffrage movement?
That's right. So we have New York is a center of women's suffrage activism. In fact, it became the location of the headquarters of the National American Women's Suffrage Association. But it was also a place where people joined the association opposed to suffrage for women. And there were lots of arguments that were mobilized there. And there were women and men who were members of the anti-suffrage movement. And a lot of these tapped into, of course, ideas about the role of the sexes and how women wouldn't be appropriate citizens, but it also tapped into fears about enhancing, say, doubling the vote of the immigrant working class, because if you give votes to women, you give votes to women all throughout the political spectrum, and if you're feeling that you're in the minority already, you just see it as a recipe for being even more in the minority.
So that's two of the three initial photos that we've put up from the Activist New York Museum of the City of New York exhibit. We'll just touch very briefly on the third one from 1963 from the Martin Luther King March on Washington. It's a photograph of civil rights activist Bayard Rustin. Mm-hmm. Of course, we think of that march as in Washington, led by King, who is from Georgia. What does this image tell us about the civil rights movement in New York?
Well, the civil rights movement in New York was really the strategic heart of this national civil rights movement in many ways. And it's in part because of people like Bayard Rustin and other New Yorkers who became active in mobilizing New York and national opinion. And Bayard Rustin was really the architect, the strategist of the March on Washington. And we actually have on loan to the exhibition a gold watch that's engraved to Bayard from Martin, dated August 1963.
Ooh, that's a collectible.
That was the thank you to Bayard Rustin for making that march happen, because you don't just get all those hundreds of thousands of people on the mall spontaneously.
And I see the address of the national headquarters for the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, which is what it was called, 170 West 130th Street in Harlem. Now we're going to have to leave it there for today with Sarah Henry, Chief Curator at the Museum of the City of New York. This exhibit, Activist New York, is up at the museum. And again, listeners, you can check out these images on our Facebook page at facebook.com/BrianLaird WNYC. We'll be adding more images from this exhibit, and we want you to share these images among your friends and tell us what you notice. We're very much looking for your feedback here. Tell us what you notice about these historical shots and what they tell you about New York's activist history, or someone you know who may have been involved, or whatever you find interesting to say. We'll check back with the Museum of the City of New York later this summer and hear from some of you once this collection starts to bear fruit on the level of your stories. Brian Lehrer, WNYC at Facebook.com, and Sarah Henry from the Museum of the City of New York. Talk to you later in the summer.
Okay, I really look forward to hearing what people have to say and share.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.